His waxwork takes centre stage at Berlin's Madame Tussauds Museum, as many believe it should. He was an icon everywhere. His death has shocked millions.
My first thought was like, whoa, and it's a funny feeling.
I think it's bad news for me, and I like his music, and I think he's a genius.
London was the venue for Jackson's comeback tour. He'd been due to perform 50 concerts starting next month.
My childhood is like gone because I grew up with him and stuff, and now it's like a wake-up call. Like that part of my life is over. It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting, and it's so unexpected because I had tickets to go see him in the show here. I was so looking forward to it.
He was just a genius, you know. So I still can't believe he's dead.
There was shock too in Paris.
It's a bit strange. It makes me think about what my parents experienced with Elvis or with the Beatles when John Lennon died. It's the first big artist of my generation to die, and I had tickets for his concerts in London this summer.
I think he added a lot on the human level. In all countries and all generations, there was no question of colour with Michael Jackson. He was universal.
Few would disagree with that. His death was even headline news in Kenya.
He really made the world talk. Regardless of everything, all the accusations, wrong, good, bad, he was an entertainer, and it's a morning sign for the world.
Flowers have now been left beside Jackson's model in Berlin, perhaps reflecting the need of fans to express their grief any way they can. Sonia Legg, Reuters.